going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Heyman, insider for MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, curb your enthusiasm enthusiast.
You hate people. Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I'm going to endorse the point where I say you never know with the Cubs, but I'm going to retract the I like the White Sox.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend John Heyman. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check it out, Aturo.com. John, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Welcome back, Dave. It's good to be with you guys.
Thanks, John. I hear Brad Biggs impressed you last week, so I got a really big act to follow.
So, John, it is Patriots Day. We know that that means they'll be running the Boston Marathon, and we know that means there's morning baseball. So the White Sox are getting ready to kick off, if you will, against the Boston Red Sox, who they are a bit of a boogeyman team to the Red Sox. The Sox themselves, 2-13 against Major League Baseball teams not named the Red Sox. Against the Bo Sox, they're 3-3. They could win this game this morning and brag about it for years to come.
Absolutely, they can. I don't think people in Boston will be too happy about it. They love their sports there. I'm sure they're not too happy to be 3-3 against your White Sox, Mully, but it's reality, and that's it. I mean, I think the overall record isn't showing it, but I think they're making some strides, and eventually will be a good major league team, eventually.
So, John, the big news for the Cubs in the past week is that Justin Steele out for the season. He has had surgery. It wasn't quite as serious as maybe they feared, because it wasn't a full Tommy John surgery. It was just short of that, but he's going to be out for the year nonetheless. If you're talking about the Cubs' next move as it pertains to their starting rotation, what are the realistic options internally, farm system? It's too early for anybody to be in the trade market and talking about that, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, guys are not traded this early. That really doesn't happen. We know that years ago, CC Sabathia was traded with more than a month to go, and made a major impact, obviously, made more than a month to go in the deadline. But that's rare, and now we have, you know, a few months to go before the deadline. So, nothing is happening soon. I do think there are a number of good options, and let me just say first off, I think the Cubs are a very good team. They've been very impressive so far. I know, is it 14-10, 14-11? Doesn't sound that great, but 14 games have been played against arguably the three best teams in the league, the Dodgers. No one's going to argue with that, but the Dodgers, Padres, and Diamondbacks. So that record is, well, good, is very, very impressive. In terms of trade pieces. You know, there's going to be a number of them out there. We expect that Sandy Alcantara will be the number one trade piece. He hasn't been great so far, but he is an outstanding pitcher, and he's just coming back off of Tommy John. I think he'll be better by the middle of the year. And there are a lot of other good ones that could be out there, whether it be Luis Castillo, Framber Valdez. I mean, the Blue Jays, they're doing okay now, and I don't think they want to sell, but obviously Bassett has been one of the best two or three pitchers in baseball so far. Gausman is good. So there are a lot of very good outside options, but that is not anytime soon. I mean, Cade Horton is their best internal option. You know, I don't know exactly when he should be available, ready to come up, but, you know, like every other team, probably, they're going to be looking at starting pitching.
You know, they've already sent Matt Shaw back down, John, and they've got – a lot of guys vying for playing time at third base, but you'd have to say that this is sort of their boogeyman position. And I think a lot of teams have that going on. It hasn't really debilitated them in any way, but I'm sure they would like to be able to get an answer at third base. Will Shaw eventually be that answer? Will they have to make a move at that position? What are your thoughts about that? They went through seven last year. None of them are back on this team.
Right, right. Of course, they traded a couple of them to the Astros in that great trade. Can't regret that trade. You know, I do think Shaw will be the answer. And again, it's eventually. Is it going to be this year? I couldn't guarantee it. I mean, the scouts that I talked to in spring training in Arizona all loved his bat, thought that he would hit at the major league level. Defense thought would be okay eventually, not great, but okay, but that he would definitely be a hitter at the major league level. Is that for sure this year? I mean, I couldn't guarantee that, but I mean, I still think that is the hope, that Shaw is their third baseman. That is a tough spot. I mean, Nolan Arenado, you know, they're not going to be a contender, I don't think, based on what I just saw here at Citi Field, getting swept four games to the Mets. I think the first time since 1986 or 88, something like that, they were swept four in a row to the Mets. I think he'll be available. He's fitting in nicely. He looks good. But do you want to add some portion of that $24 million salary? I'm not sure that anybody really does, which is why nobody traded for him at this point.
So that's unrealistic. That's another one of those things that you look at and who is going to be available near the deadline. Aren't those going to be – it's just – whether it's third base, whether it's starting pitching, whether it's the bullpen – it's way too early to be talking about potential trades, isn't it, John? I mean, all these answers have to come from within when teams are facing these kinds of issues this early in the season.
Yeah, I think so. Teams don't like to send the message that they're out of it. But, I mean, I think, you know, any fan of the Rockies probably knows their team is out of it by now. So I don't know what kind of a message that would be sending if they were to trade a reliever, something like that. I mean, I could see a reliever going earlier. No one wants to trade from the starting rotation. That just, you know, hurts the entire team. So I would say any starter to be traded who's any good, you're going to have to wait a month and a half at least. I do think that it is possible to improve the bullpen earlier, and that certainly is an issue for the Cubs to look at.
John, we spent some time this morning talking about that Friday night game for the Cubs, Friday afternoon game for the Cubs, the incredible comeback where in the seventh and eighth innings alone, they, and I mean, they gave up 10 runs in one of those innings, but they combined, the two teams combined to have six homers, two grand slams, all four types of hit. There was a single, double, triple home run, all four types of home run. There was a solo homer, a two-run shot, a three. At any rate, according to OptiStats, that's never happened ever in an MLB game, let alone in two innings of one. Have you, I mean, no one's ever seen anything like it, but what does that do for it? I mean, do you look back at something like that? Had they lost the game? Had they given up 10 runs and lost? Do you look at that as like, oh, God, that's where it went wrong? Or do you now look at it like, oh, my God, like this is meant to be? Like, how do you weigh something like that against the team like Arizona?
Certainly can't hurt. Arizona is a very, very good team. Carson Kelly, unbelievable start. I mean, you know, Tucker is their best move, I guess. Certainly he's been incredible. But, I mean, Carson Kelly, who would have thought that he would have a – what does he have, about a 1,500 OPS at this point? He's been amazing. I think everybody was watching that game. I mean, it was one of the more interesting games you'll see. You do see some interesting games at Wrigley. I don't think anything will top the Sandberg game for a while, but to give up 10 runs in an inning and win that game, that's probably happened two or three times in Major League Baseball history. To me, that was the most remarkable thing about the game, but there were a lot of remarkable things, and it feels like it might be a Cub year. Things are really going well for them to this point.
John, what's going on down in Atlanta? Brian Snitker is in a little bit of – he's in a conundrum. He did not discipline or say anything about Kelenic when he was kind of admiring a home or a double. He got thrown out, and then Ronald Acuña Jr. tweeted something about, well, if that were him, he would have been benched, because he's referencing, obviously, the incident everybody remembers. Is this a controversy that will blow over, or a sign of trouble in Atlanta?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I love Brian Snitker. I mean, that's a tough spot, right? You want to be a player's manager, right? But some points you need to say something, do something. And Ronald Acuña recalled him doing something when he did something like that. And, I guess a lot of people will think people on the injured list should be seen and not heard from. But, I mean, he's a big star of the team, and he probably had a fair point. Something should have been said to Kelenic. You can't be admiring a ball and hurting your team. You got to hustle all times, although, a vast majority of players are caught doing that at one point or another. This could be a bad one, because it involves, their best player, who happens to be out right now, and he's obviously upset. They've got to smooth it over somehow, some way. I think there's no other way to look at it. I don't see it blowing over immediately. He's going to have to do a good job to get this smoothed over.
Yeah, I mean, that is just a bizarre situation, what's happening there. It doesn't make any sense. They're too good a team to be this mediocre. And, of all the happenings, that's got to be the most surprising one, right? That they're just not competitive for the longest time.
It has not been a season of big surprises, right? If you look at the standings, you'd say, well, you know what? My predictions look pretty good right now. There aren't a ton of major surprises. That is the number one surprise in terms of a team. Obviously, they're waiting on Acuña. Strider is just back now, so that put them at a little bit of a disadvantage, but they got to the playoffs last year without them. These are really good players. They fired the hitting coach after last year, and now they're hitting even worse. It is pretty surprising to see them with that record. I really don't see too many big surprises in baseball. I think everybody, basically out of the 30 teams, about 26 or 27 of them are within a couple games of where you expected them to be. Maybe the Twins are a little bit of a surprise on the downside, but not too many others. Maybe the Orioles, although they've had so many pitching injuries, it's finally catching up to them. They are the one major surprise in baseball. I would agree with that.
Out in your city, is Juan Soto finally going to start after Sunday making news for the right reasons? Because it seems like he had a good day Sunday, but before that, a little more controversy. What's going on with Juan Soto?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess it says something when a guy's got a 128 OPS plus 28% above average and everybody's thinking he's underperforming, and frankly, he is underperforming. He is one of the best five hitters in the game, and that's no argument there from anybody. And he has gotten off to a slow start. Good signs, hit a double the other way. That's when he's at his best. That's one thing people say, talk about how he was in a band box at Yankee Stadium and all this. I mean, he's a guy who hits the ball the other way. That's when he is good. Or straight away. He did not get a ton of home runs to right field last year. I think his career will tell you that Yankee Stadium is not his favorite place to play. Going into this year, at least Citi Field was among his most favorite places to play. And I mean, look, the Mets, right now they're in first place. They have the best record, not counting the National League West, which is inarguably the best division. without two of their starting pitchers and without Soto doing great. Lindor has just started to heat up, and a lot of positive signs for the Mets. I don't think anybody's expecting a George Foster, and I'm dating myself here, right here.
Wow.
That goes back a ways, but there have been a lot of guys who signed with the Mets and were great elsewhere and suddenly turned to dust. I mean, there was Roberto Alomar. I mean, Beltran wasn't even good his first year. He was good after that, but I mean, there have been a long list of guys who were not the stars the Mets thought they were acquiring. Now, this case, we got a guy who's 26 years old. He's got 15 years to go. He better be that guy. And I would think everybody would assume that he will be.
In terms of, like, the worst teams you've seen in a long time, we know the Sox set a record last year. We know they're not significantly better thus far. But what's going on with Colorado? How bad would that – is there a chance they can challenge the White Sox record last season?
You're hoping. You've only lived with it for a year, not even a year yet. That was a record that was made not to be broken. It was pretty shocking that the White Sox were able to break that record. I mean, I just think the odds suggest you're bound to win more than 41 games, but they are terrible. They're truly, truly terrible. And always, and as you know, your guy, your old guy, Chris Bryant, poor guy, has got this back degenerative disc condition. It is very unfortunate for the Rockies and for him. Basically, befell him as soon as he signed that $182 million deal. They have a few good young players, but they're going to lose well over 100. Will they lose 121? I mean, the odds tell us that's not too likely. Sorry, Mully.
You know, John, you date yourself with a George Foster reference and his big black bat, and then former White Sox as well.
Sure.
Makes you think of the Big Red Machine, which was churning yesterday. 24 runs in Cincinnati for the Reds. Are they better than people thought? They're 500. Terry Francona off to a pretty respectable start. Hunter Green, the best pitcher in baseball. How much should the Cubs fear the Reds?
Yeah, I think they're better than people would have thought, probably. I mean, Terry Francona is a great manager. That's a plus. L.A. De La Cruz, one of the most talented players in baseball. That's a plus. Their young pitching at the top of that rotation, if they can keep them healthy, is a major plus. Hunter Green might be the best pitcher in the National League. I still got to go with Tarek Skubal for the best pitcher in baseball, probably, but might be the best pitcher in the National League, the hardest throwing pitcher in the National League. In fact, last year he was the only guy who in the top 10 in velocity from the year before who didn't have an elbow issue. Out of the top 10, 9 out of 10 had an elbow issue. So he is a marvel. He's worth everything they gave him with his long-term deal and as the number 2 overall pick. And, I mean, if they stay healthy, they're dangerous. They're a little top-heavy. Some of the better teams are top-heavy if they're in small markets. Even the Padres are a bit top-heavy. The depth isn't quite there. I would say the same's probably true of the Reds. The Cubs, I think the division isn't as weak as people thought. Milwaukee's always a threat. Pittsburgh's still got the pitching. And I do think Cincinnati is a decent team. But the Cubs should win that division. I don't want to say should they win it going away, but, I mean, they look very, very good right now. And Tucker, in particular, looks outstanding. And their whole outfield. I mean, PCA looks great. Suzuki's done great. They've got more production out of the outfield than anybody. Plus, Bush has been really good, too. So their offense has been outstanding.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, John.
Always great talking to you guys. See you next week.
All right.
But that is John Heyman.
The Reds are not to be dismissed.
The Reds.
They're not to be feared, but they're not to be dismissed either.
You know, I don't dismiss them, but you've been waiting on that for a while now.
Yeah, but they got a manager
just saying,
now.
I know that's the big difference.
Hunter Green's throwing scary, BBs.
But for whatever reason.
Okay.
Maybe because they won't trade for Luis Robert Jr. But for whatever reason.
They might, though. That's the thing. You should hope the Reds stay in contention if you're a Sox fan. Because they might want to make that big move.
I'm hoping that the Dodgers stay out of contention.
Dodgers come to town tomorrow night. This is a big week. This is a fun week.
I know.
Dodgers coming to town. You got the draft Thursday night. All the speculation leading up to the draft. What are the Sox doing? Oh, yeah, they're playing today. They're playing this morning.
They're playing
on Patriots Day.
In about 40 minutes.
Happy Patriots Day. Happy Dingus Day. You know Dingus Day.
What's Dingus?
It's a Polish it's a Polish holiday.
Oh.
It's very big in South Bend. Polish, I think people in our audience who are Polish Americans know Dingus Day.
Is
with a Y.
Is April 20th a big day in your household No. or in South Bend?
No.
What are you trying to tell us?
Nothing. I didn't bring up April 20th, and today's the 21st, by the way.
I'm just saying. I didn't know if you were still going with your Dingus Day.
No, it's just...
It's a
holiday. Look it up. Google it. It was a big deal in South Bend. When I lived there, it was it's always the Monday after Easter.
Huh. Never heard of it.
Okay, so back to the Cubs. So the Reds, fine, whatever happens with the Reds. You know the Brewers are going to be there. The Cubs have to worry about the Cubs. So when we talked about priorities earlier in the show and sources of concern, my list starts with the bullpen.
Sure.
Then it's third base. Then it's starting pitching. I think that starting pitching, they have enough answers internally, as John alluded to. They can wait until closer to the deadline when the Marlins and other teams will be more willing and likely to dangle a starting pitcher that can help you down the stretch. Sandy Alcantara comes to mind. Everybody's going to want him. But now you can address your bullpen somehow, perhaps. You're going to need at some point, I think, to address the third base dilemma. Unless somebody gets hot and stays hot. But I think in order, bullpen, third base, starting pitching.
I'm not sure that third base is as high on my wish list. I feel like you had an opportunity to kind of take care of some of that. You didn't really do much about it. I don't think I want them to do what they did last year, which is make a trade for a guy as kind of a mid-league player and then be stuck at the end of the season. I think they do have some options in the minor leagues. I'll be very curious to see if any of the four guys, and there's really three, I don't include Turner in that group, but I'll be very curious to see if Workman or if Birdie or if who's the other guy?
Bruhan. He did not have a good debut.
No, he didn't.
He did not have a good debut in the field.
No.
He made a little bit of an error.
Hey,
the ball got stuck, fell out of his hand.
You know, the Cubs had problems yesterday in the outfield. Not the outfield, in the field.
Yes.
I mean, what was Nico Hoerner
doing? Well, I was poo-pooed when I said that disappointed me.
Well, that should – who poo-pooed
you? Guys did, way back in the 6 o'clock hour when I said that was a problem. I was disappointed that Nico made an error and Birdie had the base running thing and they could have won that game.
Yes,
and you're like, oh, just take it. This 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Meatloaf. But I think that when you lose a game like that, you feel like you could have won it. So just saying.
Mr. Meatloaf will stand out for a while. All right. We've got to get to a break, and we will do so next. You know, there's a few things to go over.
Yeah, we've got to tie up some loose ends.
It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Meatloaf tastes good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So surgery went well. He's recovering, and he'll be off on his way to Phoenix soon. You know, we're looking at kind of about a year time frame. You know, obviously he's got a long rehab ahead of him, and he'll get started soon. But and he'll put all the work in, and we'll see where that gets us.
Was it time again, or was it not time?
They've come up with more detailed descriptions of what this is. I don't know if it's really called that. Yeah.
Is there a brace involved?
I'm gonna get you an exact medical definition there. I don't have the exact medical term, so I don't want to get them wrong because I think the words are important there.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Words important.
Yeah, we want to be accurate.
Yes, and the accurate term, according to reports, was
revision repair.
Revision.
Yes, Dr. Keith Meister performed the surgery.
Yep.
The Cubs described it as revision repair of the left ulnar collateral ligament, which is different from Tommy John ligament replacement. So therein lies the difference. Subtle but significant, and it is a difference as Dustin shakes his head, but I do think what you're talking about is the length of recovery time. And so what Craig Counsell, I think, went out of his way to clarify or try to
a year from right now.
Yeah, whereas if it were the total Tommy John surgery, it would be longer than that.
Might be 17 months to 2 years.
Yes, exactly.
Frankly,
so this is bad news, but this is better news. It was bad news that he's out and he had to have surgery
news.
And you lose him for the rest of this season.
But as we mentioned earlier, and Dustin, I think, stormed out of the room, it's better news than it could have been.
It is, because
you're
looking for any glimmer of hope when you're in this kind of situation and you're facing this long of a rehab. And let's face it, if you're Justin Steele, you're clinging to whatever kind of good news you can find. This would qualify as encouraging.
Do you want... more good news or bad news?
Go with the good news first.
Well, it's good news and it's bad news. Your selection, you're not alone in your hockey picks.
Oh, boy. This is the bad news.
How is this the bad news?
Because
you're not to blame if it's not an all-Canadian final, as you predicted.
Yeah.
Because your favorite golfer, who gave you, let's take a listen.
Oh, Canada, a home and brave land.
That's not really close.
An all-Canadian final.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Stanley Cup champion, the Edmonton Oilers.
That sound familiar?
Oh, no. I did not know that. Charles Barkley and I have the same final.
You're copying Barkley. Again, just as you did with your golf game.
I'm trying to emulate. He's no role model, though. He's no role model. I'm not emulating Charles. Charles Barkley had the same NHL final as I do? That is very discouraging. Because he's just a hockey fan, but I don't think that he is a hockey expert.
As opposed to your...
Well, you know, I've all levels of expertise that I get from my son.
I thought he disapproved of your pick.
He did. That's because he said I should have checked with him, and he certainly advised me not to talk about it publicly. But he's got the Avs. My son has the Avs winning, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot of great storylines in the NHL playoffs. I think that over 2 months, it could be the most difficult tournament to win. But I did not realize I was on the same side as Charles Barkley. I have the Leafs, and I have the Oilers, and I have the Oilers beating the Leafs. Yikes.
That's exactly the same pace.
Oh, boy.
As Chuck. You know, the Pope passed away overnight.
Yes.
Pope Francis, we send out all of our condolences and special prayers and all that.
Yeah, sad day.
It is a sad day.
But a celebration of a real impactful, significant life.
Yeah.
88 years old?
88. And he had been ill. He had a lung issue, and he had been in the hospital, and mm-hmm. it's been a very
made a final appearance difficult. On Easter Sunday, though.
Yeah.
And I think he pleased a lot of people with that appearance. And
yes.
And certainly unexpected news this morning, but not necessarily. I mean, he made a huge, great recovery from some health issues over the winter.
No question.
And that he was able to be here on Easter Sunday to make that final appearance was in many profound to many people. And it was. He goes down with the legacy of being one of the more progressive popes, and a lot of people feeling that loss this morning. And in terms of in Catholic parishes around the city and the world.
No question.
But just in general, as somebody who is representative and the leader of the Catholic faith.
And I don't even know if I should tell you this or not, if you care, but Newsweek listed the odds for the next post.
Jesus.
I know. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I will tell you that the current betting favorite mm-hmm. at 3-1 odds is Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle, who is 67 years old, and the significance is that he is from the Philippines. Obviously, he was close with the Pope, and the Pope was the first Latin American Pope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this could potentially be the first Philippine Pope.
First Filipino Pope.
Yeah.
Making more history.
Yes.
Is that a good bet, do you think?
Are you going to the window on that one, Molly? I'm not going to the window on the next
You going
pope.
To the confessional for acknowledging that publicly, Molly?
I may have to. And by the way, if you've seen the movie Conclave, which could have won an Oscar, it was nominated for Best Picture. That's a really interesting movie. Just because now we're going to have a conclave and we're going to see it. It was out there a little bit, but I really enjoyed watching that. A lot of
I need to see that.
Great
yeah.
British actors.
Looking forward to seeing that movie.
To be Cardinals.
Yeah,
good
and
stuff.
It's amazing that there are odds.
It's unbelievable that anyone would wager on
who would be
the
next pope.
Yeah,
it will be a definitely source of a lot of speculation. I wonder how prepared they were or are for this. Succession.
You know, you wonder, again, you also wonder what direction the church wants to go. Generally speaking, the Pope was a very he was not a conservative.
This was known as one of the more progressive popes ever.
Yes.
And so you do wonder about the next choice and what that represents in terms of the continuation of that or step.
Yeah.
Not necessarily backward, but a more traditional approach than what we have seen.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll just be interesting.
Let me know what the odds are tomorrow.
I'm not. I gave you the betting favorite.
Okay.
I didn't go through the list.
Thank you. Pass the plate around. We'll need some more money for bets, according to Molly.
That was
Molly's idea. Okay.
Everyone back off.
Don't strike me down. Molly wanted to bet on the Pope.
Okay. What if a giant thumb just dropped through the ceiling and crushed you? and then laid like
he'll be crushing you,
and then laid like $15 at my feet. But we have to, feel silly.
We have to issue a thank you because our guy Jeff from Kalamazoo came through for
thank
us
you,
in a
Jeff.
Big way. Sent us came to Kahuna's Kitchen is fun food for life. So Kahuna's Kitchen is definitely sent Molly low carb sesame and smoked cheese crackers.
Outstanding.
Sent Dustin low carb sesame and smoked cheese crackers. Sent Brandon zesty Chex Mix. And they also contain peanuts and almonds. And they sent me a peanut butter maple pecan pie bar.
How come you get like all the sweet stuff?
Because I guess he knows me.
He knows how sour you are.
Yes. I need the sweetening. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's great. Really appreciate you listening every day and certainly your participation sending us. It was unnecessary, but definitely welcome to come back to that on the first day back in a week.
Yeah, great stuff. And we should let you know that we are going to talk to Marshall and Layla next. And transition on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. We'll be right back. Mully and Hall on The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.